What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rise.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Swing and a miss. In game one of the series, goes to the Giants. So Giants have now won three in a row, and they beat a good club. The Chicago Cubs are very much involved in the wild card and the National League Central. So this is an all-around good game.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. 5-2 the final, your San Francisco Giants.
Ooh, yeah.
Getting the dub. Cindy connects, baby. I told you. I'd take a little bit. We'll catch you on. By the way, speaking of might take a little bit, first home win of the season for Justin Verlander. 4 months in, his first win at Oracle Park.
Stop!
Is August 27th. I'm sorry. You have to laugh at the absurdity of that. Oh, my goodness. But it was a nice win. And, you know, the Cubs are a good team. They won three in a row. Finished this season on a positive note. Randy Rodriguez looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season. Hopefully nothing too serious when it comes to that. We'll touch on that in a minute. Ryan Walker with the save. You got a little Matt Chapman action. You got a little Wilmer Flores action. And I am joined right now, by the way, of not Joe Shasky. It's Sam Lubman, host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, the best Giants podcast here in the Bay Area, and also host of Orange and Black Weekend Wrap every Saturday, 9 to 12, alongside Dan DeVone, amongst others. Sam Lubman, good morning.
Hello there. Yeah, we're doing that hopefully all season long. But yeah, it's
not
great
over.
To
you
see.
Better. I need to take this thing to the end, baby.
Exactly. There's a whole month in the season. Guys, the Giants, they're only four games under 500. I mean, if they could just, you know, keep doing what they did last night consistently, you know, we might only see this team officially eliminated in the second to last week of the season.
Might have a worse pick next year for the draft. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, because draft picks in baseball are definitely like draft picks in football in the NBA.
Nicholas Kurtz on line one.
There you go. Where was he drafted?
Top five.
Was he a top five?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Giants just played a series against the Brewers this weekend where none of their guys were even top 10 picks, but clearly it is possible. But no, yeah, really cool to see Verlander finally get a win at home last night. Nice to see the Giants kind of get some of those big hits that were eluding them over the last couple weeks here. And I don't think it's, you know, with how rare they've been, you can't just discount the fact that they won a home game. I think that's their third or fourth win at home over their last like 18 games. It has been an absolute grind, not just winning at home, but scoring at home. And the Giants did both of those things last night. They won and they scored at home. So a good way to start a homestand against the Cubs and Orioles. And right now the Giants, it's what can you do for this next month to just sort of wash as much of the stink of this season off of you as you can. That's basically where we're at with this team.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming there, Twitch, Twitter, all of those. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Again, it's Joe Spadoni alongside Sam Lubin. Sam Lubin crushing it, filling in for Joe Shasky all week long. Shasky will be back next week, deserving a much needed time off. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We will get to the San Francisco 49ers because cut day was yesterday, Sam, and there's a lot to discuss. Currently, they don't have a punter on their active roster. Thomas Morstead, just see you later. Released.
That's some serious confidence you have in your offense that what? Kyle Shanahan must have. Like, yeah, we know this offense with Brock Purdy is so good that we're not going to need to punt at all this season.
I thought it was going to be Kyle Shanahan was going to be like the you know, player coaches. You know how they have that.
Oh,
in the
he's
NBA?
Gonna go out and player coach punt.
He's gonna be punter. Coach punter. Yeah, coach how punter, about that? You yeah, you can see Kyle Shanahan.
Do you think
that.
He still talks to the kicker if he's the punter?
Maybe.
Because he's not a guy who likes to talk to the kicker.
Well, hopefully no one goes at the long snapper this year. We can't have that happen. Shout out Debo Samuel and Tabor Pepper, both not on the roster anymore. Some of the just notables, if you're just joining us this morning and you're wondering, hey, what happened with the Niners yesterday? Any names that flashed in the preseason might not be here anymore. Following players have been released, and I'll just go through some of the big ones. Robbie Chosen, no longer there. Russell Gage.
Hey, kind of an interesting one there with Chosen, actually, because, I mean, obviously with how thin the receiving depth is with the Niners, and he is not the Chosen one anymore. But he had a pretty solid preseason, and as a veteran receiver, I thought maybe he could play his way in, but, you know, there you go.
Is what it is. I remember he had, like, maybe a cup of coffee that was, like, a good season or two with the Jets and then was never really
hurt. I
think
I had him in fantasy for, like, a week that year.
He's always that guy that's on the fantasy, the fringe. Like, someone's going to pick him up, and he's on the outside. It's kind of be like what Amari Cooper, I think, is going to be with the Raiders this year. He's always going to be out there. It's like, oh, well, maybe
every
Amari.
Year there's always, like, that receiver or running back who is it who's just, like, sitting there on waivers every week teasing you with, you know what, maybe this is the week I'll pick him up. I think it was Bilal Powell, the running back for the
Bilal
Jets.
Powell, yeah.
He was that guy for the longest time as I'm searching for running back depth. I'm like, oh, I'm desperate, but not that desperate. That's basically what kind of Robbie Chosen was as a receiver for many years.
I like that word that you used, desperate, because I don't sense any desperation, really, from the fan base this year when it comes to the 49ers. I felt that this time last year, right? There was a sense of desperation coming off a Super Bowl loss, trying to maximize a Super Bowl window, Sammy. And obviously what took place in the offseason, you know, Brandon Ayuk, you know, the Christian McCaffrey injury, the hush, it was all quiet. No one knew what was going on up until week one. And then it was Jordan Mason getting the start, you know, Trent Williams. There was so much angst and just uneasiness around the fan base last year where it felt really tense and tight. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like this team right now or this fan base is tense per se. They're taking a step back and they're saying, let's see what happens. Let's see how this team shapes in the early part of the season and how they, you know, mold as the season goes on, kind of like a Play-Doh piece. As you're molding Play-Doh, you'll have kids one day. And by the way, if you get Play-Doh, It all turns into like a brown color at the end or rainbow. Like the kids, like, you gotta, I'm not OCD. I'm not. But it does bother me when they just like, I get them like the pizza, you know, maker for Christmas time.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
Because it bothers me that they take like the.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dough, like that nice tan-colored dough, Play-Doh, and then they mix it in with the red for like the tomato sauce.
What is going on
and
here?
And then it turns into brown, and it bothers me. And then they just make this, like, Dad, I made you a rainbow, you know, pizza. And I know we're in San Francisco, so that's great. And I say, that's great, honey.
That's stupid. Don't say that
And then
again.
I ask, what's it supposed to taste like? And she says, rainbow. It's like, well, I guess that's what it tastes like. So there you go. That was my little tangent right there. I don't know how it relates to the 49ers. What was I talking about? Molding the season as it takes shape? Yeah, so maybe at the end of this season, it's going to be a rainbow, and this team's going to mix in together, and it's all going to work.
Into a big brown blob of success.
Well, hopefully.
You know what else is, hey, you know what else is brown? A football. Footballs are brown, so
look
therefore
at that pivot.
It all combines back together. You see, listeners, we had a plan for that one all along. Well, there was a point to that tangent.
It was really
there.
Just me just wanting to complain about Play-Doh in general. And like some parents like don't want it, by the way. Like you'll see that, like, no, we're an anti Play-Doh family because it gets everywhere, it mixes it up, and we don't want to do that. And that's totally fine. Like slime is another thing, like kids make
that
slime.
That makes sense.
And that's another, it's messy. No one wants to do that.
I didn't even like that as a kid. As a kid, did not like it. I mean, I was a weird kid.
Well,
maybe,
I wanted to get slimed on Nickelodeon as a kid.
Well,
like, I always
different.
Thought that was pretty cool, but I don't think they
I hear
do that
the slime's
anymore.
Really cold.
Yeah, well, that's fine. There's old, like the Nickelodeon studios, I think, are in Florida, Sammy, like where you went to college.
Yeah, I know. No, the OG studios, it's a barren wasteland down there now because childhood is dead. But no, the whole concept of getting slimed on Nickelodeon, I always wanted to do that too. I heard that the slime was cold and I was like, okay. Slime me away.
They still do that for the, I think, the Nickelodeon Player of the Week. Like, so they have that for the NFL. So,
well,
like, you get slimed and you get, like, the MVP trophy. For
yeah, the little orange blimp.
Correct.
Or whatever.
I think that's really cool. I think that's fun. I think Ian Eagle's son was doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I should know his name, Noah Eagle,
because
he's actually a prominent guy now going forward. He's in his own right. Hell, he did the Olympics when Steph Curry hit the Golden Dagger. It was amazing. Right now, we're talking about 49ers roster moves alongside Play-Doh. Robbie Chosen, released. Russell Gage, released.
He could come back, though,
could
at
come
some
back.
Point.
Some of these
like...
guys can, again, they're released now, and these are players that are released, not waived. There is a difference, and I'll get to it. Some of these guys could return to the practice squad. We'll see. But as of now, I'm just going through the list.
Yeah, so let's all keep right. going. Yeah, and I'll throw a comment when there's there. When
I
there.
Mentioned the punter, Thomas Morstead. We'll get into that. Seems more procedural, if anything. They're gonna have to have a punter week one.
It sounds like that. We got Jennifer Lee Chan joining us at 7:30 this morning. She's locked in all things with this team. If there's any procedural things that we're not clear of, like the whole thing with DeMarcus Robinson's suspension, the paperwork finally got filed yesterday.
Three games, like we all thought.
I didn't realize that paperwork had to be formally, you know, shoved into a box somewhere in order for all that to go down. So now that's officially happening. So we'll have her on at 7:30. She'll be able to answer any of our why did they do this questions.
Curtis Robinson, the linebacker, had a big play, obviously, in preseason game three. If you could have a big play in game three of the preseason against the Chargers, he had it released. Jeff Wilson Jr., running back. Oh, I love this music so much. Thank you. He got him. Released.
That one was a little, I don't want to say surprising, but I don't want to say it was not surprising either.
Lorenzo's healthy. Got Brian Robinson, right? Jordan James, you invested a draft pick with him. He'll be back at some point. It's kind
and
of
that's the one.
Yeah.
It's the Brian Robinson one probably put the nail in the coffin of any Jeff Wilson Jr. Being on the roster. I wonder if he's another one, though, where if he can kind of slip through and be on the practice squad just because I do think running back depth is going to be very important for this team this year. Yes, McCaffrey, by all accounts, seems ready to go. Yes, B-Rob, by all accounts, he's ready to go. After that, though, Grendo, James, they're kind of a little glassy
shaky,
in terms of...
For sure. But you're hoping that Robinson's, again, he's been healthy for most of his career. If he needs to be that number one for a while, I feel better about James and or Garendo being a two or three going forward, which would probably be the case. Again, this is all predicated on Christian McCaffrey staying healthy this season. But I feel a lot better about those guys because they are younger and you would assume more fresh.
Yeah, and I would just feel a little bit better having a, you know, Jeff Wilson Jr. behind a glass case that I can break in case of an emergency.
All right, so those were release players, some of the notables. I didn't mention all of them because there's going to be some of that go over your head. The Chaz Surratts of the world.
Nick Zakel.
Nick Zakel.
Gone.
I don't see that released right there. Did I miss that?
I don't see him on the final roster, so if he's not on the final roster.
I was getting my waved there, so there you go. It's a little different.
He's not on the final roster, that's all I need to know.
Not on the final roster right now. So these are players that are getting waived. All right, Nick Zakel, as you mentioned. Sebastian Valdez, the defensive lineman who flashed at times in the preseason.
Yeah.
He gone. Junior Burge, out of here. Not really, I didn't really.
The Burgenator.
Yeah, as a return man, didn't really feel it, wasn't feeling it.
Was actually a surprise to me, I have to tell you.
Really? Did you think he was going to get because of all the action he was getting?
He seemed, and I think a lot of the insiders would tell you that he really kind of was dominating at the punt returning spot for a while. And I think that he had trouble there in that last preseason game, and that kind of killed him, to be honest.
Again, you need all the problems with special teams right now. You cannot go into the season and have a weakness, especially in the return game. You can't fumble in the preseason. You just can't. You got to hang on to the ball. There can't be muffed punts like there has been. And as you're alluding to, Carter, he had been dominating, but again, it's what have you done for me lately? And these guys are fringe players, and they're going to go with some of the more reliable guys. And we'll see if it's going to be a Ricky Pearsall. We're going to see if it's going to be someone like that, that they have more faith in the hands of said players. I wouldn't mind seeing Ricky doing more punt return stuff. He's a little more shifty, but again, you invested a first-round pick. Do you want to be doing that with him? It's always a tricky situation there. A guy that's actually going to be out there, and we'll get to it at some point, Sammy, because not only the 49ers, but every other team had their cut days yesterday as well. There's a guy like Hunter Renfrow out there who's been a return man in the past. He is now on the market. Pro Bowl receiver. You know, Carolina's like, we got a lot of young guys. We don't need you. Players of note will be out there that you can go out and seek potentially. So players that are being waived, Junior Burgeon. I mentioned Sebastian Valdez. Tariq Owens, son of Terrell Owens, did not make it, being waived right now. But again, practice squad candidates for some of these guys.
Frank Gore Jr. also got waived yesterday on, let me look up what team he was on. But yeah, I think then Jerry Rice Jr. also did not make a final roster as well. So the juniors, not Brian Robinson Jr., but the 49ers juniors, unfortunately, not on any final rosters right now.
And then some of the players that were activated from the PUP list, Yetur Gross-Matos back. Hopefully he'll be there for week one. Sounded like he will. That's a nice boost for that defensive line. Need a veteran out there. And then the following players were placed on injured reserve list. Kevin Givens, but he was designated. He had the little star where they have the designated for return action so he could come back. And then Jacob Robinson as well. And he is gone. And then obviously Brandon Ayuk, Malik Mustafa, and then we already knew about the backup Curtis Rourke being placed on the non-football injury list with the torn ACL. So there you go. And then the suspended list, you got Isaac Alarcon and DeMarcus Robinson, 3 games there. I guess the appeal, is he still appealing? It doesn't matter. Doesn't sound promising. 3 games there. So hopefully you could be 2-1 or hell, 3-0. At the end of that, getting some much needed boost at the wide receiver position. So there you go. That was cut day for the 49ers. But there's a lot of moves still to be made ahead of week one, Sammy.
Yeah, I'm curious. So one of the decisions, obviously, it's not like he was in doubt of making the roster, but Juwan Jennings on the roster with no special designations, no PUPs, no IRs, no questionables.
It's gonna
he is
get
just
done.
On the roster. So yeah, is that the takeaway there? It's all right. This thing is just getting done. We're waiting for the breaking news sounder, which I don't want to get off on a tangent right now, but
I like tangents.
Well, I mean, we're just talking about the breaking news sounder, and as we wait for the Juwan Jennings breaking news sounder, we were teased with a bit of a breaking news sounder yesterday at around, 10:07?
It was like 10 o'clock,
when the biggest news of the year dropped.
Stop it!
Taylor and Travis tie in the knot?
Oh, my God.
It's happening!
After
2 years of being together, they're finally doing it. Travis is getting his fourth ring.
Might be the greatest power couple in the history of the world.
Clay and Megan, though,
Mark
coming up.
Anthony, Cleopatra have nothing on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's bigger than if Donald Trump married the Pope. That's how massive this is, ladies and gentlemen. Worlds are colliding. Sports and music, ba-boom, bigger than an atom bomb.
Hold on,
massive.
Fade the music down really quick. I don't know if you can hear that, Spadoni.
What is it?
It's all the people crying about all the two or three extra times Taylor Swift's going to be shown on TV on Sundays now.
It calculated that. It's like going from 40 seconds.
It's going to go from 47 total seconds to 56 total seconds, and it's going to cause middle-aged men everywhere to melt down.
I can't wait to bet on it.
It was there you go.
Carter has the right idea. You see, Carter, he gets some lemons. He's like, you know what? I'm going to turn this into lemonade. And that's what he just did right there.
So usually when we have news like this and across the sports realm, because Travis Kelce does play football, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of the sport. Usually when we get news like this, we try to tie it, you know, locally, try to tie it to like sports in general so you can ask a question. Like I was thinking, oh, dynamic duos in sports, right? Who's the greatest duo of all time or power couple? You could do that. And sure, we can weigh in at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. But I was just thinking about the wedding itself. And I just picture Andy Reid like in like a priest's outfit, not Priest Holmes, shout out Kansas City Chiefs, but like a priest's like the robe, the wardrobe, whatever they call it. And instead of a Bible, he has a play sheet that's covering his face while he's going through the lists of everything. And then, you know, his brother Jason's got to be the best man, right? Like they got the podcast together. He's got to be. There's no other brothers, right? It's just him? Or maybe
I believe
one.
So. It's the only one that we know about.
Yeah, there you go. It's like the Hemsworth brothers. There's like Liam, Chris, and there's like that other guy. But that's obvious. Now, who's the number two? You haven't a number two. Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it an offensive lineman that we don't know about? Is it
a kicker?
Harrison Butker. Kidding.
Does he even get allowed in?
Well, I mean,
like, I feel like he's like stopped, like, no, Harrison, you can't come in.
Well, that's the thing with this wedding. Like, I'd rather just elope if it's that. Like, you're inviting the entire like football team. That's ridiculous.
You think it's one of the things like if you have invitations, you have to give them out to the whole team. You can't just give them out to
a few
people.
Oh, it's like the
people.
School. Like, like we're thinking, like, because Benny's birthday is next month. So it's Juwan. It's very similar. Yeah, Juwan Spadoni. You know, we were thinking about, because he likes Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, Chuck E. Cheese is still a thing. But you could only limit to like 10 or 12 kids there. Like, I can't invite a whole like 25.
That's why you got to do like the back channeling and send the invitations in the mail, old-fashioned style.
Well, we're going to have like his own little thing, like with just family. We can do it like a Chuck E. Cheese. Take him to the arcade, have fun, eat some cake, whatever. By the way, never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. But like you have to invite the whole class for this stuff. And it's important too, because it's kindergarten. You want to build relationships with the other parents, the other kids. It's this whole big thing.
I don't think Taylor and Travis worry about building relationships with anyone there.
No,
on the
I'm
team,
just
though.
Saying yeah. It's a lot already. And I'm talking about birthday invitations, like acting like I'm going to be the one sending out the invitations, by the way. I'm not. That's what the mom does. But 25, you know, like kids in the class at the park, that's a little easier. That's 25. It's just like the offense and backup offense alone for the Kansas City Chiefs, Sam.
If they do a small wedding, yeah, maybe they do a small one again. Maybe it's the biggest wedding ever. Maybe they try and outdo the royal wedding.
I think they're going to pivot and not panic.
I hope they have it on Memorial Day weekend.
You know what I hope? I hope we get more into this on the other side. Carter's like, you better not. He's freaking out about this. He's scared as all hell.
Bust.
But he's like, you talk about this. We are look.
I wonder what action Carter has on.
You're ratings. A 77-win team. You're boring. It's horrible. It is horrible.
It's actually not a bad call. 77 wins. Can the Giants even get to that? They're 64-68. We're going to get more to the 49ers on the other side. We'll put a bow on the Giants talk. 888-957-9570. And this team isn't desperate right now. There's no sense of desperation for the 49ers. But I am curious about the number one reason outside of injuries, because everyone's freaking about the injuries with this team, with the 49ers. As we're doing the cut day, everyone's worried about the depth. If I take injuries away from the table, the number one reason why this team won't win a Super Bowl is what? That's coming up in the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.